Hi, this is Mark Ward. You know, recently I had the opportunity to sit down with Rhonda Britton, one of America's most well-known life coaches. You may know Rhonda from the television show Starting Over, or from one of her four best-selling books focusing on the topic of fearless living. She's also the founder of the Fearless Living Institute. We sat down and spoke about success, and in this portion of the conversation, we're focusing on the pursuit of one's dreams, why we do or do not pursue our dreams, and this mechanism that we call fear. Let's listen in as I speak with Rhonda Britton.
It seems that today, oftentimes, the pursuit of one's dream has been reduced to, you know, bumper sticker philosophy and inspirational posters. Not that I don't love those, but I think that perhaps it minimizes the challenges that we all face in creating the life that we desire.
Absolutely.
So I'm wondering, in your experience, what is it that is holding so many of us back from living a fulfilling life?
Well, you know, my whole philosophy through my epiphany and through my own personal transformation as a human being, you know, and getting through overcoming my horrific childhood was and is to this day fear. You know, I believe that fear is the underlying factor for all of us. We can say, well, it was because my mom died. You know, we could say, well, gee, Rhonda, you can't fulfill your potential because your father murdered your mother and committed suicide. Yes, that's true. Or you could say, well, gee, Rhonda, you know, you were orphaned at 14. That's why. Or gee, Rhonda, I mean, I could come up with lots of rationales for why I don't have self-expression or why I didn't have self-expression. And I think that's how most of us think. We think in terms of events in our lives, or we think of people in our lives, you know, that, oh, they said this to me, therefore I'm held back. And they get caught in the circumstances. And they get, you know, again, the events, the people, the situations in their life. And I believe all those situations, events, the way we look at those situation events are run by what I call the wheel of fear.
Mm-hmm.
95% of us and 95% of the time, we are run through fear. You know, when we complain, we're in fear. When we feel the world's against us, we're in fear. When we are bitter, we're in fear. When we're frustrated. I mean, all of these types of disempowering and limiting ways in which we live are based on fear. And so when I really got that it was fear, because again, I was very, very spiritual and or religious when I was younger, felt abandoned by God, but still loved God, and wanted a relationship with God and felt like I had a relationship with God of some sorts, even though I was, you know, going through my anger stage of how could this happen to me. Going to church and praying and doing all the things that I had done ever since I was younger wasn't giving me the relief I need. And it wasn't until I recognized this mechanism called fear that actually my spiritual life and my entire life actually clicked, and I started to understand that fear is really just a mechanism. It's just an operating system. You know, the difference between, you know, Mac and Apple, you know, Macintosh Apple versus, you know, IBM. And once I understood that fear is something that, you know, we choose every single day based on our behaviors, the way that we decide to filter, the way we decide to our perceptions on the world, that fear is the thing that stops any and all of us from living our potential, period. That's end of story for me. Because once you start recognizing fear in your life, you can separate yourself from fear, and then you don't personalize it. It doesn't become personal. It doesn't become something's wrong with you. You can start really seeing like, oh, wait, I am this essential nature over here. Wait, I've got this amazing soul. Wait, I've got all these passions. Oh, wait, I'm this. And then this fear is like a blanket that comes upon me, but I don't have to get myself all warmed up on this blanket. I can actually take the blanket off and continue to live, you know, and choose to live a life of my choosing. You know, what I say, live the life your soul intended.
Mm-hmm. So fear is the thing. Now, I know that one of your book titles is Fearless Living, and of course there's Fearless Loving also, and you founded an organization called the Fearless Living Institute.
Yes.
So can you tell us then, what does it mean to live fearlessly?
Well, it's not about, oh, I'll never have fear again. What you do is you start building a relationship with fear. You know, I have a very simple tool that's called Stretch, Risk, and Die. I like to think of Stretch, Risk, and Die as a tool in which you can kind of check your growth. For instance, when you first start understanding about fear, maybe you have a difficult time talking to your boss, or maybe you haven't dated for 7 years. Well, let's use that example, because most of us can relate to the whole dating world. At some time or another, we've dated, or we have a friend that's, you know, going through that. So, you know, if you haven't dated for 5 years, 7 years, 12 years, for whatever reason, bad relationship, you know, husband or wife or spouse passed away or got divorced, You know, a stretch would be thinking about dating. Just thinking about dating might be a stretch. Thinking about dating for some people is a risk or a die.
Mm-hmm.
And then moving into, well, do you just telling people you want to date? Again, stretch, risk, or die. A stretch is, okay, wait a minute, I know I can do it, I just haven't done it. A risk is, oh my gosh, do I want to do it, do I not want to do it? And there's some, you know, there's apprehension, there's like, oh my gosh, I don't think I could fail, I have doubt. A die is, there is no way I'm doing that, are you a crazy person? And of course, we want to get to the dies. We want to stretch, risk, and die. And so things that were dies for me, you know, 10 years ago, you know, are barely stretches for me now. So I actually get to see my progress. I actually get to see how I no longer let fear in my life. I get to see how more and more things are available to me. Because when you have a relationship with fear, and when you see that fear, again, is just a mechanism, and it's just a tool. If you think of love, the word love, love only knows how to love. Fear only knows how to fear. And they're all just trying to make you feel safe, comfortable, protected. Love does it a particular way that makes you feel more free and more expressive. Fear just does it by keeping you small and safe.
Yeah, I always like to say that fear is a friend with limited information. Because it's always basing things on the past or an assumption of the future.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even, and I would say, yes, excellent definition. And I don't even think it has limited information, but the perception of fear is that everything is not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is afraid of the unknown, period, end of story. So there is no, if it's not known, not a good idea.
So do you think then, is this the reason why we compromise our dreams? Or let me ask that a different way. Do you think that most people are compromising their dreams?
Yes to both. You know, yes, this is why we compromise our dreams. And do I think most people are compromising their dreams? Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. Most people, one, don't even allow themselves to dream in a way that supports them. They might, there's one thing to fantasize, which again, fantasy, you know, being fantasizing, allowing yourself to think anything and everything is a great, great thing. But many people keep a fantasy alive instead of really accessing their true passion, their true dreams, because a fantasy, you know, in their mind and in anybody's mind they talk to is completely unachievable. I believe that we're given dreams, and I do believe that our dreams are meant to be fulfilled. And having a dream supports us in being inspired and motivated and proactive. You know, it's kind of like the carrot out in front of us, that dream, like, yes, I'm going to express myself in this way. Yes, and it keeps us moving forward. But again, most of us look at the outcome and want a guaranteed result. Again, we want a known dream.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know that this dream is going to work out. And the minute you have to know if your dream is going to work out, fear's in charge. The minute you go, I'm going to pick a dream, or the dream that I have, it has to turn out this way, now you're fear-based. Even going for your dream, you're fear-based. And that's, I think, the gift that Fearless Living gives to the world, is so many of us actually believe that we are living in freedom, and we're actually going for dreams from a fearless perspective. But in reality, if I asked you, you know, a couple questions, it's really fear-based. You're really going for something that is tangible, or you're going for something because somebody told you once to do it, or you're going for it because you believe this is a really great thing to do. It's not really what turns you on. It's not really what gets you excited. It's not really your destiny.
To listen to the complete uninterrupted interview, visit unitychicago.org/uniradio. To find out more about Rhonda Britton, visit her website at fearlessliving.org.